Clue 2. History. Exercise 2. Page 137.
Sacagawea, the Shoshone hero. Meriwether Lewis and William Clark were famous explorers. They are most famous for their journey to the west of North America between 1804 and 1806 to draw maps and collect information about the land. We now call this journey the Lewis and Clark Expedition. However, its name doesn't include all the people that took part. In fact, the expedition was only possible because Lewis and Clark had help from Native Americans who already lived in North America. Most of all, they succeeded because of one woman, Sacagawea. Sacagawea was born around 1788. She was from the Shoshone tribe, but when she was younger, she lived with the Hidatsa people. Because of this, she spoke two languages. Lewis and Clark didn't know any of the local languages, and so they decided they needed Sacagawea to come with them. She was a young mother. She had a baby on the 11th of February, 1805, and the expedition left on the 7th of April. But she was strong. She took her tiny son, Jean-Baptiste, with her. A month later, the group started by sailing up the Missouri River. After a while, a sudden storm damaged one of the boats they were traveling in. It wasn't long before everyone was very glad that Sacagawea was with them. That's because when the men got scared, Sacagawea stayed calm. She saved most of Lewis and Clark's things from the boat, including important books and medicine. Sacagawea had many skills. She could make clothes and shoes, and she knew which plants were safe to eat. However, it wasn't just those skills that helped. She was most valuable to the expedition because of who she was. You see, other tribes didn't think the explorers were dangerous because they were traveling with a woman and child, so they were friendly towards them. The explorers traveled over 12,000 kilometers to the Pacific Ocean and back again. When they returned on September the 23rd, 1806, Lewis and Clark paid their other helpers with land and money, but they didn't give Sacagawea anything. But Clark didn't forget about her. He continued meeting with her, and when she died at the end of 1812, just after she had a daughter, Lisette, Clark took care of her two children the following year. Clark wrote about how brave and clever Sacagawea was in his diaries too. So although he never paid her for her help, his words made sure that her memory would live on.